In this bulletin, the United States kills the leader of Al-Qaeda in a drone strike. The Reserve Bank expected to lift interest rates once again. And a New Zealand cricketer tells why he kept his sexuality a secret during his playing career. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. President Joe Biden has confirmed the United States has killed the leader of Al-Qaeda in a drone strike in Afghanistan. Mr. Biden says Ayman al-Zawahiri died in a counter-terror operation carried out by the CIA in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Mr. Biden says al-Zawahiri had carved a trail of murder and violence against American citizens over many years.
He was deeply involved in the planning of 9/11. One of the most responsible for the attacks that murdered 2,977 people on American soil. For decades, he was the mastermind behind attacks against Americans, including the bombing of the USS Cole in 2000, which killed 17 American sailors and wounded dozens more. He played a key role in the bombing of U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is standing by the Reserve Bank of Australia Governor Philip Lowe ahead of another likely rise in the official cash rate. Economists are tipping another 50 basis point hike to interest rates when the Central Bank Board meets today, which could take the cash rate to 1.85%. While there have been some suggestions that Mr. Lowe should resign after previously saying that rates wouldn't rise until next year, Mr. Albanese told the Nine Network the RBA and its leader has the government's support.
He does, and the RBA do have our support. They're an independent authority. Look, we recognise that people are doing it really tough and people are worried about increases in their mortgage. That was foreshadowed well before the federal election that would occur.
Greens Treasury spokesman Nick McKim says the RBA should hit the pause button on more rate rises. He says inflation is being driven by supply shocks and corporate profiteering.
And until we get an understanding from government of that part of the problem, we're not going to get a solution to it. And the solution is easy and it is clear and stark. What the government needs to do is acknowledge the role that corporate profiteering is playing in driving inflation and put in place a corporate super profits tax and use the revenue from that tax to address cost of living pressures being faced by ordinary Australians.
Federal MPs are calling on the federal government to extend fuel price relief beyond the end of September to ease the rising cost of living pressures. The end of the reduction in the fuel excise will see people forced to pay an extra 22 cents per litre from October. The Treasurer has ruled out extending the cut, saying the budget deficit is too big to justify it.
We've made it clear for some time now that it would be too expensive to continue that fuel excise relief indefinitely. Even to extend it by 6 months would cost something like $3 billion.
Liberal Senator James Patterson says the government should extend the reduction for another 6 months.
And I think it would be reasonable to do so because if they don't, then Jim Chalmers will be responsible for the 22 cent a litre increase that every Australian will pay when they fill up next at the bowser. Australians are suffering right now, and this would be a tax cut for them, which would help drive down inflation. On the contrary, Jim Chalmers is going to increase their tax at the petrol bowser and put up upward pressure on inflation, and he will bear the responsibility for that.
3 decades after his test debut, New Zealand cricketer Heath Davis has revealed he kept his sexuality a secret during his playing career. Taking part in the spin-off's documentary series on lost sporting legends, Davis has revealed that he's gay.
And there was a lot of that, just keeping your personal life separate. It was lonely. Yeah, going to saunas and seedy places to get sex because you didn't want to be seen. And I was repressing it. I wasn't leading a gay life. I wasn't out in Wellington. So I had some systems and people in place that I could talk with about these things. But I didn't feel comfortable.
Davis played 5 tests and 11 one-day internationals for the Black Caps and had a lengthy first-class career in domestic cricket as a fast-paced bowler. I'm Greg Dyatt, and that's the latest SBS News.